Welcome to episode 157 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for stopping by. Hey guys, it's Monday, so it's podcast day. The world has really been spun around the last few weeks with the development of coronavirus, COVID-19. Stuff that we didn't think would happen is actually happening, and it's really blowing people's minds away. Some people think it's not a big deal, and that surprises me at how many people think that way, but there are a lot of people who are super nervous and have lots of anxiety and are afraid, and it's just very interesting to see how different people are reacting to the situation. Some people are being very conservative and just living their lives, you know, their regular lives, and buying what they regularly need to buy. And other people are really like going gangbusters and grabbing supplies right and left. And it's just, like I said, it's really interesting how different people are reacting to the situation. I just wanted to, you know, put my take on it so I could basically, you know, document for myself what I was thinking at the time. Most people in the United States, where I live, are getting ready for a lockdown of sorts. Some people don't believe it, but the majority of people, I think, are waiting to hear that a lockdown is going to happen, because there are some states that are already in lockdown, where it's just basically stay at home, and they can only go out to get groceries. And those are the states that are really buckling down. Maybe they have lots of cases, because I know, like, for example, New York had a bunch of cases. They went from Friday's numbers, it was about 6,800. And then today's report by the CDC says they were already at over 15,000. And when they report today being Monday, they're actually talking about either Sunday's numbers or Friday's numbers. It's probably Sunday numbers that they're reporting, because it's always like a day delayed, because they have to cut off the numbers to compile all their information. So then with the report today, Monday is like at least one day late. And so for the United States in total, we've actually doubled since the last official report date. So Friday, the number for the United States was just over 15,000. Today, Monday, it's at 33,000. So we've more than doubled the number. And what's interesting to me was there was a spreadsheet that somebody had put out for Italy. I guess it was a week ago, and they had shown Italy's numbers, and we were basically on the same trend as they were. And now with today's numbers, as of Friday, we were a little bit ahead on the numbers where they were at the same time of, you know, after the first cases were identified. We are actually ahead of their numbers. The number that was reported today, they didn't reach that number for another 5 days. So we're 5 days ahead of them. So that means it's just, you know, a little bit more accelerated here. And a lot of people are saying, well, the United States is a little bit more populated, and you know, that's just the way it is. And I'm just like, wow, we're ahead of the curve. So we are really going to challenge our medical teams all over the United States if that's the case already. And with the numbers of supplies that are really being taxed and are low in number already, I'm just surprised that people aren't taking it just a little bit more seriously. Granted, they might be young, they might be healthy, and they don't think they will get it, but even if you don't get sick from it, you're still carrying it to other people and dropping those germs different places. You know, whatever you touch, you're basically dropping little germy germs everywhere that you touch. So I'm just really not surprised, I guess. I'm just disappointed in the fact that people aren't being more community-minded by reducing their activities and staying close to home so that we can really allow the medical personnel all over the country to really focus just on those who are sick. Because when people do get sick, they're going to be on respirators. And we only have so many. It's not something that's a quick fix. It's not something that can be built quickly. Though they're not items that you just can ship out right off the bat. They need to be manufactured and, you know, the components and everything. The thing that's easy to fix is people's activity. I mean, somebody sent out a graphic over the weekend and I was like, I get it, totally get it. It was the fact that Anne Frank, they were in that tiny little space, that little hiding space, for like over 2 years. Like seven people were in a tiny little space for over 2 years, guys. Over 2 years. And we're complaining that we can't, you know, do our thing. We don't have the freedom to go here and there and go to the gym and do what we want. But the thing is, if it's for the safety of everyone around us, isn't that the smallest sacrifice that you can make? I mean, we individually, the world doesn't revolve around us individually. We are part of the world. And what we do affects those around us, even if we don't know them. It's a fact. What we do affects other people. People, you know, people just don't think that way, though. They're kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, I mean, people are selfish. Plain and simple, people are selfish. They want what they want, and they want it now. And that's sad to me that they think in that way. What can we do to change them? What can we do? I mean, I seriously don't want to have martial law implemented where I live. I totally don't. That would be ridiculous. But if people would just curb their activities, it's crazy. And for all those parents who have kids, I feel for you guys, especially the ones who have elementary aged kids, the ones who need a little bit of supervision throughout their day. They need a little entertainment. They get bored easily. I saw a meme from a teacher that said that parents are going to discover that the problem wasn't their teacher, meaning they're going to discover how high maintenance their kids are when it comes to educating them, you know, math and science and you know, English. They're going to realize that their kid has a low tolerance for sitting still. I had to giggle about that because everyone says, not my kid, not my kid. And I remember the time when my son was, gosh, he was in kindergarten. And I had to get called aside by his teacher and was told that he had written on the fencing with a couple of the other boys. And I was like, oh boy. I didn't say not my kid, but I, you know, listened to the principal about what had occurred. And then I sat with my son after school, and we had a chat. And he, of course, broke down because he was, he felt guilty and everything. And he was just, because everyone else was doing it. And I knew one of the boys, and I knew he was mischievous, so I knew he was the ringleader, which he was. But, I made sure my son was punished as well because he needed to. Because he needed to learn that just because your friends are doing stuff, you don't do it too. So I know I never say not my kid because they're individuals and they are going to push the boundaries. So I know this, so I never say not my kid. But anyway, so parents are going to realize that, if their kids are or are not troublemakers when it comes to sitting down and doing schoolwork. But luckily for me, my kids are older and they can entertain themselves and also do their own schoolwork. My son was on spring break 2 weeks ago, so of course he wasn't doing anything. But last week he was supposed to be back in school and they called them out saying school's closed for the week because things were still developing at the time. And he did nothing last week except, watch videos and play on his, gamer. He gamed with people. And so he basically had 2 weeks of spring break. But he was here at home that second week. And then he started getting emails like Thursday, Friday last week saying school is gonna start online this week. So he and I actually sat down and talked about how he was going to occupy his time school-wise. And so, because we figured out how many classes he actually takes and what is a good amount of time to invest per period here at home. And so we figured he's got basically, I'll make it simple for you, he's got six classes. We're going to spend a half an hour for each class. So he should be studying at minimum 3 hours per day. Minimum. Because some classes he never had homework, they would just do stuff in class. But we have filled those classes that he typically doesn't have homework in with other things that he can be studying online. We found this online engineering thing, and there's chemistry. So he can be studying in those topics, even though he may or may not get homework. But he is going to spend a minimum of 3 hours a day doing homework. And this week I actually have off. So, like today was the first day that he was studying. So, I did errands and things this morning. I went to the grocery store and took a walk around the neighborhood. And at noon, that's when we like officially in quotes start school time. So from like 12 to 3, he was studying his stuff and I was studying my stuff because I'm taking an exam, a licensing exam in another couple months, so I need to study too. So he was in one room, I was in another, and so we were both studying. And so that's how it's going to be for the interim until school begins. We'll be both be studying at the same time. And that's something I think that's really important to get him on a schedule because he was used to like a school schedule. You wake up, you get ready for school, you get on the bus, you go to school, you go do your thing, you go to practice, and then you come home. And then it's dinner time already. So he was used to that. So we had to create some sort of schedule for him so that he can get his schoolwork done. And it's not like I'm not going to be doing anything in quotes fun while he's studying because I will be studying as well. So that'll make me want to study at the same time. And it'll be quiet in the house, and so we can both do our thing and really concentrate on what we need to be absorbing for that day. So I'm wondering if you guys have your kids on a similar type of thing to get their schoolwork done. One of the moms I know, she actually has three kids. And one's in high school, one's in middle school, and one is actually in elementary school. So she has three kids in three different schools, and they're all supposed to do online classes. And she was like, oh no, because they had a laptop, but it died right before spring break. And she was like, what am I going to do? And what, fortunately for us in our district, our high school, our school district, they were giving away, for the, at least for the high school, they were giving away computers to the kids in order for them to do their schoolwork. They were Chromes. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. Luckily for us, I had bought my son a Chrome last year, so we didn't have to go pick one up because I heard it was really chaotic the first day. But since then, they've had two other, they've done a second one, and they're scheduling a third pickup for parents to get Chromes for their kids. And I think that's really great that they're able to do that for kids who might need that, as well as the local cable companies are providing free cable if their homes don't already have a cable connection for the next few months. I think for the end of this term, the school term, they'll be able to get free internet in order for the kids to do their studies. But yeah, but my friend, she ended up just going to one of the electronic stores and getting three Chromebooks, one for each of her kids. She was just like, everyone's gonna get the same, everyone's gonna get a Chromebook because the other girls need to get online too to do their schoolwork. So she's like, well, if a teacher schedules a time with the kids and another one of her kids needs to go on with her teacher, one laptop is not gonna do it. So she ended up buying three Chromes for her household so that all her kids could do their schoolwork at the same time. But it's one of those things where you just realize, oh my gosh, what do you need to do this online education? You need something. And I, like I said, I just felt so thankful that I had bought my son his Chrome last year. It wasn't last Christmas, it was the Christmas before that I bought it for him. He was like into electronics. He had his phone already, so it was another electronic item. And he's been utilizing that, and I'm just thankful that he has that. But because we're on lockdown, we all have to realize that there are events that are just going to be missed. Like me and my girlfriends, we had signed up to do a 5K together, and it's actually happening at the end of this month, and it was canceled. And we're all kind of bummed about it, but it's one of those things. It wasn't necessary. It was going to be thousands of people all together, and of course, that's just not allowed at this point in time. And all these other people are bummed about events that they're going to be missing that were planned well in advance. I mean, prom. Oh my gosh, I'm part of this online mom's page, and just a month ago, people were posting photos of their daughters in their prom dresses, or they were having difficulty choosing, and people were just saying this one or that one. And you know, prom is basically canceled for all these kids. And I'm just in my head going, oh my gosh, how much money did some of these moms or these families spend on these prom dresses? Because some of them were very elaborate. I mean, very, very elaborate. And so they were going to like the wedding stores. And I was like, wow, is that the state that things are at? Because my daughter didn't spend a whole ton, and she looked gorgeous in her prom dress. She just picked something up online. She was like, there it is, and she looked gorgeous. But some people, you know, really do it up big, and so prom is being missed, and graduations are not being held anymore, and so lots of the seniors are kind of bummed about that. They're not even gonna pick up their cap and gowns at all. Some people didn't get their photos taken, their graduation photos taken. The athletes who are like in track, the spring, all the athletes for this season. Like my daughter was in track, I remember, and I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, all those kids who it's their senior year, their last year in track, they're not able to do their activities. They're not able to do their final run, their final jump, their final throw. All that work they had put into it. My niece, she's in college and she's graduating and she was in track since she was in elementary school, guys. Elementary school. She was in a club track team and it's her senior year and she had to turn in all her equipment and that made her so sad because she's invested so many years into that sport and she was like, she's gone to the like Junior Olympics. They've traveled and competed nationally and it's over. And all those people who have like weddings, oh my gosh, weddings, all that coordination with the flowers, with the food, the cake, the people coming into town, hotels and everything, all that coordination, all up in the air now. But see, that's the thing, our world has been turned on a dime in just a few weeks. And we have to realize this is the new norm. I mean, I talked about it on my Instagram that in our area we're trying to support local restaurants even while this is happening because a lot of the local restaurants here are just doing to go. So you just call it in and they tell you it's going to be this amount of time. So you're going to spend the minimum amount of time at their restaurant. You go in, and you pick up your food because a lot of the places are able to, like, you can accommodate, you can prepay over the phone or whatever. Last week, I had gone in to pick up some food and I was waiting for my food after I told them who I was, and I kind of stood to the side. And then another lady was behind me and she told them who she was, and then she went near me, but not totally near me, but she kind of went into the same area that I was, and then we kind of looked at each other and we kind of both stepped back like a little, we shuffled back a little bit because we realized we were a little too close, and then we started talking. We were like a good 8 feet away from each other, but we were having a wonderful conversation like from far away from each other. And we were just talking like we were friends and talking about food and restaurants until they called our names and we're like, bye, have a great day. And then I was like in my car and like realizing a month ago, speaking to somebody 8 feet away would have been strange. Like to start a conversation with somebody who was like 8 feet away from me would have been strange, and continuing the conversation 8 feet away from them would have been strange. But today, it's the new normal. It totally is. And we we didn't even blink an eye when we start, continue talking. It was just like, this is how it is. It's so funny. It's not funny funny, but it's like crazy in your head funny that that is the new normal, and that change just like that. And other things are going to change. Like the grocery stores around us are allowing like senior citizens to go shopping the first hour that they open up the store. So that'll allow them to get the things that they need and also to minimize the exposure to other people around them. Because that's when the store is the most clean. That's when the store has the most product on the shelves because they're working to stock things before people go in the morning. So that's when they can get their essentials, their toilet paper, and all those things. Because y'all saw those heartbreaking photos of, senior citizens trying to get food and toiletries and everyone else not being courteous, and they ended up with nothing. So a lot of the stores around me are making that accommodation for the senior citizens and allowing them to be the first shoppers in the store. Because I actually went shopping today and I didn't realize a grocery store had updated their hours, and they are starting 2 hours later than they had been. Even last week, I shopped, today's Monday, I shopped last Saturday. Not Saturday, 2 days ago, Saturday, 9 days ago was the last time I went grocery shopping. And I did not realize they had modified their store hours to 7 a.m. because it was originally 5 a.m. So anyway, so the senior citizens are shopping from 6 a.m. to 7, and then regular shopping is from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every night. So then they can, you know, stock as much as possible during the evening hours and clean and wipe things down. But see, that's going to be the new normal. And all the restaurants take out to go. That's the new normal for like how many months? So we have to shift our paradigm to realize these facts. And so we need to face the fact that socially, we need to be what they're calling socially distancing from each other. And I call physically distancing from other people. Like I said, that 8-foot gap between me and that gal. Even they say, you know, 6 feet is fine. We're like, nope, we were talking, so we shuffled back just a little bit. We each did it. It was interesting. Life, it just changes so quickly. We have to accept it. We have to really look at what's best for our country, for our world. Because the numbers are climbing. We should all do our part to help reduce the curve, guys. It's important. And I think it's the most American thing we can do to bond and to realize that's the best thing, not just for us, but for the health workers, for the truckers, for the restaurateurs, for our communities, guys. Help reduce the curve. Stay home. Minimize any physical contact with other people that are outside your family. Be smart. While you might not get this disease, you're going to give it to other people if you end up touching something that's contaminated with those germs, with that virus, and you're going to spread it to other people. So take care, guys. Sorry to be such a downer, but I just wanted to document my thoughts on this as of today, March 23rd. Because my head has been in a jumble and realizing that things have changed. Because, like I said, people are missing things. And the thing that I'm missing my dad's funeral. My dad died on March 13th, and his funeral is supposed to be this Thursday, and I'm going to miss it. They've actually canceled his military funeral. He's not going to get the flag. He's not going to get the honors. They've canceled his memorial as well. And because of the amount of cases in California, I'm not going to be driving out there even to see my family. Because I'm making a sacrifice. Because I don't want to carry anything from California to where I live and be that person who is spreading the virus to my community where I live. We all should be making sacrifices right now, guys. Because it's the most American thing to do. Looking out for our neighbors not just ourselves. Anyway, guys, that's it for this week. Stay safe, be good, stay home. I'll talk to you guys next week. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.